James Brown. So we're going to start things off with a little bit of an uppity beat by Gene Knight with Mr. Big Stuff. How are you kids doing? I am doing really well. And so you're listening to Funk My Life, and we try to put that extra bit of bounce to your steps. What you just heard right now was the Doobie Brothers with the tune Listen to the Music. And the Doobie Brothers were an American rock band from San Jose, California. And they have sold over 30 million albums in the United States from the 1970s to now. And the original single is from their second album called Toulouse Street, released in 1972. But what you heard was a remix by Malibu. And it's available on the What Is Hip Remix Project, Volume 1, released back in 2004. And before that was Feist, and that's an interesting one. It's originally from 2004's Let It Die album, and that's the one with most of your favorite Feist songs on it. And 2 years later, she releases Open Season, which kind of got bad reviews, and a lot of people just didn't bother listening to it. And it was this remix album with various names like Chaos, the Postal Service, and Peaches doing edits on the songs. The album ended with three remixes in a row by this group called VV, who I can't find any real information on. Not because I can't find a VV, but it's because I find too many VVs, since it stands for all sorts of different things. They do everything from unusual and discordant house remixes to a nice loungy sound like you just heard on that remix of One Evening. And so that's the VV remix of One Evening. And we started things off with, once again, Gene Knight with Mr. Big Stuff. And that's the Zenit Incompatible redub. Basically, it's a remix. You can find it on SoundCloud for free. Gene Knight was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, and she is an African-American soul, R&B, and funk singer who released the 1971 hit Mr. Big Stuff, and that went double platinum and received a Grammy nomination for Best R&B Vocal Performance by a female, but lost to Aretha Franklin's version of Bridge Over Troubled Water. She had a falling out, unfortunately, with her record label and started doing her own thing. And amazingly, with a lot of these old soul singers, Gene Knight is still touring, along with many acts that you might have heard of, like Donna Summer and Gloria Gaynor, all who are upbeat soul singers. And that remix by Zenit Incompatible adds a nice James Brown-fueled dance beat to it. And once again, it's available as a free download from his remix album called Stolen Beats. And I'll link that to you on our website at funkmylife.com. So check us out. We just did another big update on it today. And there's a whole bunch of new songs that you should check out. Next up, we have this really neat sound. It's something called electro swing. And it samples a lot of these old swing tunes and then puts it to a house beat with different modern day sounding synthesizer, so a lot of the stuff that you would pull from electro music but put in a more melodic context. And before we get to that, first a message from the Arts Undergrad Society, and this is something that you should not miss if you're going to be here this weekend.
Hello, I have been sent from the future to warn you about the first epic party of 2011. On Friday, January 14th, the Pit Pub will be throwing it down Mardi Gras style. There will be mind-blowing performances by Vanilla Extracts, winner of the recent That DJ competition, and the Hood Internet. Woot woot woot. $15 advance tickets are now available at the Outpost, online at aus.resco.com, and can be obtained by emailing aus.social@arts.ms.ubc.com. Don't delay, because this party will sell out in advance. I should know. I come from the future.
And that man is not lying. He is from the future. And it is going to be amazing, especially with Hood Internet. They're a big name on the internet blogs, on the music blogs. They've done a whole bunch of mashups that have hit top 10 lists, especially and things like Hype Machine, which I frequent quite a lot, and I know a lot of music collectors definitely do. So anyway, back to Funk My Life. We're dealing with a musician called Parov Stellar, and this is a tune called The Phantom, and I believe it's an original. And it's released as a single, but this is the 1930s swing remix, and it has such a hard to describe sound, and it's fairly unique in the way that I haven't really heard too many DJs incorporate swing music. So a lot of the jazzy trumpety saxophone sounds of the, I guess, 1930s era, and possibly before that as well. And this is The Phantom.
Yeah.
right, you're listening to a track by BlackRock, and it's called Blue Water. And BlackRock is a dance production duo from France, headed by André Schmidt and Dimitri Derisiotis. I believe that's a Greek name. In 2005, the duo released the track you're listening to right now called Blue Water with Deborah Andrew Cohen on the vocals. And it's just a nice house track I discovered on the soundtrack CD of It's All Gone, Pete Tong. And that was released back in 2005. And it's a movie about a DJ who loses his hearing. And it's got mixed reviews. I don't know how I feel about it. It has really poignant moments when you have someone who's put so much effort into something he loves to do, and then having that suddenly disappear on you, and trying to define your identity after you lose that ability that makes you that creates your identity. But it also didn't treat the subject matter very seriously, which is okay. But I just didn't find the humor quite as funny. There's a lot of slapstick jokes and a lot of cocaine jokes, which is, you know, it might be reflective of the industry, but, you know, just as long as it's funny. And before that, we heard Parov Stellar with The Phantom, and he is a cool dude. He combines swing samples and electronic music, and you know what? It sounds great. He's used several pseudonyms, but was born Marcus Frieder in Austria. And after 2003, he has released all his music under the moniker Parov Stellar. And this is off of his 2010 release by the same name of the song, which is The Phantom, and it's a 1930s remix. So go check it out. And in the meantime, we have another ad.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And I had an interesting discussion just earlier when I was producing my show from someone who was listening in, and he's a close friend of mine. So he was saying that, so you basically get to play what you decide, what you feel like. And I was like, sort of. We generally try to stick with something that falls under the funk and soul umbrella. And I mean, for instance, the last song just reminded me of it, where I wouldn't, it'd be insane to call it a soul song or insane to call it a funk song, but it's got elements of both. And it's really important to recognize that a lot of music has all these roots in these funk tunes. Like, last week we talked about Duck Sauce with their current big hit, Barbara Streisand, and it's really a song that was sampled from an old disco song by Boney M, which itself was sampled from an earlier German song. And before that, we talked about Lily Allen, who, if you listen to Lily Allen, it's straight up hip-hop. But if you listen to just the instrumentals, you'll see that these are samples from old Jamaican funk jam sessions, where it's basically music that was almost lost, but then it was discovered by these new age music producers, and they set it to her rapping, and it takes on a different meaning altogether. And we do explore a lot of songs that are not of the funk and soul variety, but have roots in it. So we do tie it all in with etymology. And the last track, for instance, I really liked how the vocals really bring you into this upbeat and almost a soulful environment. but not quite soul. And that's okay, because it is a beautiful song. And speaking of beautiful songs, this is one of the nicest remixes of a James Brown song I've heard ever. And it's a drum and bass remix. So drum and bass isn't really that well known for, you know, soul, for instance. But this is a nice one. And we're going to talk about what this song originally, sorry, who originally wrote and sang the song.
Dark days are done, and bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny, I'm so true, one so true. I love you.
Back in 2009, Good Groove, my favorite record label, releases a free album called James Braun Regrooved, which is exactly as it sounds. It's James Brown remixes, and it's this one was my favorite with UK's Future Cast, who's a breakbeat wizard and is at his best, in my opinion, when he's keeping it simple. Often a lot of these new funk DJs will incorporate wobbly bass from the dubstep scene. It's a little too much when the original vocals and instruments are just damn beautiful. So this is probably my favorite track from it, and it's a smooth drum and bass remix of Sunny. Although both James Brown and Stevie Wonder are known for being performers of Sunny, can anyone guess who the original tune's writer is? It's the name given to a song written that was, sorry, let's, how can I put it? It's an extremely popular cover, so there's allegedly hundreds of versions, and you might know some of the versions, and the original is written by Bobby Hebb, and he wrote the song after November 22nd, 1963, the day President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and Hebb's older brother, Harold, was killed in a knife fight outside a Nashville nightclub, and Hebb was devastated, and many people think that those events inspired the tune. And according to Hebb, he wrote the song as an expression of a preference for a sunny disposition over a lousy disposition. So it's a song about keeping your head up, even though sometimes it looks like things are just looking down.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Thank you for that gleam that fills the place. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love
sunny.
You I love you.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, and this show is called Funk My Life, for when you need to add that extra bit of groove to your everyday existence. And once again, the tune you just heard was Sunny by Bobby Hebb, and that's with two B's, so check him out. We're going to stick with a little bit of the oldies. We're going to throw in some Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with I Can't Dance to That Music You're Playing. released in 1968.
Looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
The internal search for money. Oh, yeah, of course. AMS elections are now in campaign mode. So you're seeing a lot of these candidates stand out in debates, and they're putting up posters. And I've been helping the campaign of Jeremy McElroy, who's running for AMS president, by designing and creating his website, and it's really neat. Check it out, www.jeremymacelroy.com. So MACELROY, and it's really fun. It's another one of those creative fields along with music that is really just nice to hobby around in. And it's based on WordPress, which is exactly what Funk My Life's website is also based in. So a lot of the same functionality and really ease of editing. Except it's slightly different in the way that there is a front page. And anyway, this has absolutely nothing to do with music. What you just heard was one of my first songs that I've like crazily danced to in, I think it was Ice Cream Social, which Tyler Fetchuk of Radio Zero, another CITR program, runs. And that's the tune, I Can't Dance to That Music You're Playing. And it's such a upbeat, it's not quite, I don't think it's quite rated as Northern Soul, which is the UK version of Soul where it's designed for people to dance to. But it comes pretty close, and that's off the I Can't Dance to That Music You're Playing 7-inch single. Well, it's not actually off the 7-inch single, but it's a rip of the 7-inch single released back in 1968. And it's a funk soul single by a Motown girl group, Martha and the Vandellas. And it's about a woman's musician boyfriend leaving her without telling her what he's up to. So Motown, underneath the sweet sound, deals a lot with very human emotions like jealousy and abandonment and unfaithfulness, and it's very poignant once again. Next up, I finally had somebody email me about submitting a song that they did, which is very cool to get that kind of feedback. And the email reads, "My name is Joanna Borromeo. I'm an independent neo-soul R&B artist from Calgary, Alberta, and I found you through CITR's radio show list online. It led me to VancouverSoul.com, which, by the way, it's now FunkMyLife.com. That's going to time out. But we are going to throw a party to designate the end of Vancouver Soul and the transformation of that into Funk My Life. Anyway, so back to the email. And that's how I got your contact info. I've recently sent my EP to CITR, but I'd like to send you a copy as well. While I know you focus on playing old classics, you might still like to hear my album, as my style is influenced by R&B and soul of the 70s. So she then recommends me to listen to... So anyway, we're going to play the single that she recorded. It's quite a nice one. And then she recommends me to this Vancouver DJ called Ibrahim Lakhani. And he's an R&B artist based in Vancouver. And there's this one track she recommends that he does in collaboration with two other hip-hop artists, both Canadian. I kind of like it, but it's not entirely my thing. There's a lot of DJs and production that crosses over between soul music and hip-hop. And I'm not entirely sure why. It might be the tempo that old Motown and soul tunes were played at, which matches the, I don't know, what is it? It's like 100 beats per minute rhythm of hip-hop. So that might be why. But anyway, so hip-hop's not entirely my thing, but I of course, give every single recommendation an opportunity to prove itself, and his MySpace page is just full of really beautiful gems. But before we get to that, so here's Joanna Borromeo's single, Nothing to Lose.
Of the morning, some love filters.
So that's Calgary's Joanna Borromeo. And that song, Nothing to Lose, is available on iTunes, so check her out. And next up, so the recommendation that she gave is Ibrahim. And I don't know if he goes by DJ Ibrahim or not, but it's just Ibrahim on his MySpace page. And here's one of the live sessions that he has posted on his music list. So he posted a bunch of live sessions, and then he posted a couple of songs from his album release. But the live sessions are so good. Anyway, this is one of them.
Said I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Trench Town. My sweet thing, yeah. Said I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Trench Town. But I can't remember the rest of the words to the song, so I'm just gonna break it down for y'all. See, it goes. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. Yeah, you know you got me. Yeah, you know you got me. Yeah, you know you got me.
And then it ends abruptly. So that was such a lovely song. It's Ibrahim, spelled E-B-R-A-H-I-M. And apparently he's quite accomplished despite being extremely new. He started only in 2007, and in 2008 he had an album out called Gold Rush, which was nominated for a Juno. And he does a ton of collaborations and seems to be quite good at being a chill hip-hop artist, and I would love it if he produced more soul songs as well. So I think that's about it for tonight. Thank you once again for listening. And next up we have Pierre with Oral Tentacles, who, according to, I believe, the schedule, he goes up until 6 a.m. And I've never entirely stayed up to listen to him quite as long, but that is something of a superhero. And anyway, you've been listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM. And of course, you can hear tonight's broadcast on our website, on funkmylife.com. We post podcasts there, and you can subscribe, of course, to the RSS feed, which will put the podcast directly in your music player of choice that can support podcasting. I actually don't have an Apple product, so I actually don't know how exactly it works, but I know it does because enough people talk about it. So once again, this weekend with AUS, there is quite the party with Mardi Gras, and it's the biggest arts undergraduate society event of the year because it's been Arts Week, and of course the AMS elections have started, so you'll be seeing a lot of campaigning and various candidates running around town. Oh, and of course there was that news story I heard today with one of the UBC condos has a hospice being planned to be built next to it, and a lot of people are offended by that because they believe in superstition and that ghosts will haunt them and it'll decrease their property value. So yeah, I hate ghosts decreasing my property value. Anyway, you've been listening to Funk My Life with Ochre, and I will see you guys next week.